This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was the call yesterday, as heard on the WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Will Fleming and Lenny Donato, they're talking about the Red Sox big, very emotional, and dare I say, kind of necessary 4-3 win in extra innings. They're back-to-back extra innings affair. Mega, would you believe that the Red Sox, 14 games into this young season, 7-7, An interesting up and down ride on this team so far, I would say. Momentary, like the fact that it's very streaky. Like, oh, the bats are asleep in Texas. Man, they can't stop hitting. They're killing. They're asleep again at the wheel. Like, I have a feeling this team is going to be very polarizing for a while until they get going, and then there's probably a big hot streak to come. But they've already been involved in 3 extra inning games.
And it's great because it's 14. On nights when people love being at the ballpark. They're like, please, it is such a beautiful evening. When I think about being at Fenway Park, this is what I imagine. I imagine 33-degree weather. Please, more free baseball.
This is extra innings, bonus ball.
God, like, it looks miserable.
I don't want to go home.
It
was so cold. Even Wednesday when we were there. And the night before was super cold. And there was a whole kerfuffle made about they should have moved the game to 4 o'clock. And this, absolutely, they should have. It's too much with the, you know, people have reserved parking spaces. They can't get off work. And I know. Okay, so here's your choice. Like, what was it? One of the games had like 25,500 tickets sold, but the gate was only 14,000. So that means like over 10,000 people didn't go to the ballpark because they said, it's too damn cold. I don't want to go sit there on me buns or on my hands or bringing seat warmers in.
Unless it's free blankie night.
It wasn't.
Here you go, get your Red Sox blankie.
It was here's your free Red Sox Bruins jersey night the other night.
Well,
I tried to snag you one of those.
Did you like those?
I was kind of, there were
I heard some bad feedback on some of those.
Some very intense reactions by people, especially Bruins fans in town, who didn't like seeing like a Bruins logo with Red Sox on the shoulders. And by the way, if you thought that Fanatics, not to say that the Red Sox skimped out on these or anything, but if you thought Fanatics jerseys and baseball uniforms in previous seasons were a bit too revealing or were kind of sheer, you should have seen this thing.
Wait, what? Did you see something in the wild?
No, it was just like, it was thin. Like, what you get, like, your spring rolls wrapped in was probably thicker than these jerseys.
Okay, so they didn't provide a lot of extra warmth, is what you're
saying. It wasn't like a true, like, you know, Dan Ball, like one of those a real hockey sweater.
Dan Ball walks around in. What's he doing back there?
Dan wears a shawl made of mongoose.
Okay.
Yes. No, I wear multiple layers, but that's for a different reason, not warmth.
Yeah,
that's for covering.
Of course, yes. Yeah, he wears a nice fox stole.
Okay.
He does not. Those were rather sheer. But it was so cold. Like, Wednesday, we finished our show, and sun was still out, which was nice. But we stepped out into the outfield and Andy and I just took a quick look at the ballpark, and it was like, okay, let's keep going because it's freezing cold. And to think that people would layer up and have to sit there and watch baseball. Now, I know the excuses have been made. Alex Cora discussed it with us on Wednesday from the ballpark. It's cold. It's tough to get things going, tough to build momentum. It's, you know, I get it. But the other team has to do the same thing,
right,
as well. And I thought yesterday they were going to waste a huge start from Walker Buehler, his best start in ages, let alone in a Red Sox uniform. And to see the Sox actually fall behind once again, to have the bats not come through, give up the run in the top of the 10th. If they had lost yesterday's game 3-2, that would have been far from cataclysmic, because they only would be 6-8, and there obviously would be 148 to go. So pump the brakes, guy. They'll be fine. But that they kind of needed that one yesterday, because it's great to ride that momentum out for a getaway game going to Chicago, where they should be able to get right and clean up against the White Sox. But I think they needed to teach themselves early in the season, after Trevor Story kind of crapped the bed the night before in the clutch, that you find ways to come through when your team needs you. So I thought yesterday was huge.
I agree. I think for Trevor Story, it's bigger than anything else. Because as you said, you know, having not shown up in the spot the night before. And I just think that when you look at where he is at this point in the season, it's important for him to have the confidence from the get-go. Mm-hmm. Because he's been out of the game literally for most of the last two seasons with injuries. Like, he just, I think he needs to build a foundation of understanding his role on the team, having the confidence where he fits in and all of that. So that was my biggest takeaway. Yeah, they needed to actually win a game in the series, which they got at the very end, and now they can ride this into a long road.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Trip, mm-hmm. But way more than that for Trevor Story individually. Like, I know I was kind of tough on Walker Buehler after his last start a couple games back.
Gave up four runs in both of his first two starts.
Right, and he looked awesome last night, so that's a great turnaround, but I think Story's the bigger story. Yeah, Story's the bigger story.
Story's the bigger story. Hey, if I may share with you, just because it's your birthday and because we're talking about wanting to make people feel good or remind them that they're welcome. And,
okay.
And wanted, a 508 texter at 617-779-7937. I just got off work. It's Friday, and Mega was on the air. How could this day get any better?
Thanks, Mom.
Your mom's got a 508 burner?
Stop texting the radio
Dan
station.
Ball, stop texting your own show. Damn.
The check is in the mail for that one. Yeah.
I was going to say the Venmo will come in through later, yeah. Yeah, see, I thought it was huge for it was huge for the Sox overall.
Mm-hmm.
Again, great to ride that momentum out to a ballpark, Rate Field, as we found out yesterday, where they take on the latest feeding carcass of Major League Baseball, the Chicago White Sox, who last year were one of the worst teams in the history of baseball. And this year, they're looking to double down on that. Like, oh, if you thought we were bad last year, wait to see this year. They're going to six guys have Tommy John surgery this year. Six.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a fun place to be.
That's not because they pitch their arms into oblivion. I think that's sort of like, you know what I should probably do? This has been a little
Take
bit
Take advantage
sore.
Of this Why time when a team doesn't matter that I'm on.
It's like having a boss that's really cool about flex days. I'm going to take a flex year. I'm just going to go ahead and get
They're basically taking summer Fridays for the entire season.
That's a great way to look at it. See, there's C508. You're right. It can't get much better than with Mega.
I've never had a job where I got to do summer Fridays. It sounds like a mythical thing to me.
It is
and I know it's different now because everybody like has a hybrid schedule or they work from home or whatever. Mm-hmm. Summer Fridays, I just remember entering the workforce and having friends who worked in finance and other like big real jobs who'd be like, oh, yeah, well, summer Friday, you know, I'm only in the office until 12 because I need to get down to the Cape. And I'm like, what is that? Yeah. Everybody just agrees on this? This is wild.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It sounds incredible.
It does. Well, I mean, you like Maine. Some of us like the Cape. You haven't really lived until you've spent 3.5 hours in traffic. Staring at the bridge, just waiting to get
three
over.
3.5 hours.
So you can pay $18 for a Bud Light
and
a cup of chowder.
Dude, I remember there was like one 4th of July when it was like $5. It was horrible.
It's brutal.
And the worst thing is the people who live down really quick is the people who live on the Cape year-round. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, did you see? On a Sunday, they'll be like, did you see the traffic? Did you see the traffic? Oh, you're going to be sitting there.
Like the tourists pay to make it okay and keep the taxes down there, folks. But at the same time, they're kind of a necessary component. Yes, Dan, you had your hand raised.
Two quick things. So longest start for Walker Buehler in a game since May 8th, 2022.
Longest start in 3 years for Walker Buehler. See, that's massive. What did he go yesterday?
6 1/3, 4 hits and a run with 7 strikeouts.
He hadn't gone over 6 innings?
He had not. There were a couple six inning appearances on the nose before because his surgery kept him out almost 2 years. But after he came back, much 5 innings.
The second Tommy John was bad news bears, right?
And the other of the two, the White Sox started last year 2-9, finished 41-121, the most losses ever for a team.
Yep.
They are now 2-10 to start 2025.
I'm telling you, they're doubling down.
Yep.
It's summer Fridays out at Raitt Field in the south side of Chicago.
They know their brand. It's bad baseball.
This should be a great weekend to pick up some wins. You know, and we were talking about this yesterday and on Wednesday as well, Mago, the idea that, like, people always say, like, you know, the wins, you know, once you get to August and September, those are the wins that really count. Like, these count for just as much. So when you lose 2-1 to the Toronto Blue Jays on an icebox night at Fenway, when you had multiple opportunities to knock in the zombie runner and win 2-1 yourself, that stings. That could easily just as well be a game you can point to in September when you're either vying for a wild card spot or competing with the Yankees or the Orioles or the Blue Jays, who Alex Cora has warned us about being a good team. That counts just as much as a competitive game against the Yankees or the Twins or the Guardians or whoever you have to play in August or September as well. So big win yesterday for Walker Buehler. Big game for Trevor Story, like you said. Big game for Alex Cora. And the Red Sox, and of course, they go out to Raitt Field this weekend. You can catch all of the action here on your flagship station for the Boston Red Sox, 93.7 FM, WEEI, all of our fantastic affiliates, and of course, on the Odyssey app, unless you live south of Fairfield, Connecticut, which was a terrible decision by my wife. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. When we come back, let's talk a little Celtics.
Yes!
Mego's in the house. This Jaylen Brown injury and Jaylen Brown taking some time off. It's interesting because some people think it's a good thing. Some people think it's a bad thing.
It's bad.
I was going to say, what we'll do is we'll have you weigh in it on the other side.
That's it.
All right, that's it.
That's the show.
It's bad.
Folks, we're just going to play.
It's bad.
Folks,
I'll tell you why folks, on the other side.
We're just going to play Eminem for the next 3 hours and Arcan picks you up at 6. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.